I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro on this edition of the AFN Naples Report, National Guard Chief and USO K-9 Program. Army Lieutenant General Jonathan Stubbs, Acting Chief of the National Guard Bureau, addressed the public on the status of the branch of service recently. General Stubbs says that he plans on maintaining stability in the branch until a successor to the previous chief is confirmed by Congress. Petty Officer Bryant Lang will now read a comment made by General Stubbs.
I do not intend to make waves or push a new agenda in this role. We will maintain our focus on people, readiness, modernization, and reform.
As the need for comfort dogs grows, so does USO's K-9 program. While there are many programs in the armed forces for stress management, the USO offers a unique way to deal with the hardships of life in the form of therapy dogs. One such dog is a 150-pound Great Dane named Maverick, who is based out in USO, Missouri. In 2023, Maverick was named the American Humane Hero Dog Awards Therapy Dog of the Year and has also won the USO's Inaugural Canine Volunteer of the Year Award. Kelly Brownfield, Maverick's handler and the manager of the USO Missouri's K-9 program, made a remark saying, and I quote, "He roams the facility and at times you'll find him laying with a service member, and it is obvious that the service member is going through something. Maverick finds them and lets them know he is there for them," end quote. To read more on the National Guard Chief's remarks and the USO K-9 program, please visit defense.gov. That's your AFN Naples report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.